Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Balak Shlishi, the third Aliyah in Parshas Balak, and our Aliyah is about Bilam's donkey. Very, very famous story. It is 18 psukim long, running from Chof Beis, Chof Aleph to Lamed Ches. Let's take a look at the summary and then try to think about some of the ideas in this Aliyah in more depth. So we hear that Bilam gets up in the morning, he saddles his donkey, and off he goes with the leaders of Moab and his two young lads. Hashem gets angry that Bilam is off, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent an angel to stop him. The donkey sees this angel and veers off the path into the field, at which point Bilam then goes on to beat the donkey to get it back on the path. The donkey is then walking in a path between the vineyards, and the angel appears again, and so the donkey moves to the side, pushing Bilam's leg against the wall of the vineyard, and he continues to beat it. The angel then appears a third time in a very narrow area with no flexibility to move to either side, at which point the donkey just sits down and refuses to go forward. At this point, Bilam pulls out a stick and starts to beat the donkey. Then Hashem opens the mouth of the donkey, and the donkey says, "Bilam, why are you hitting me these three times?" Bilam says, "Well, because you're making fun of me. You're scorning me, and therefore, if I had a sword right now, I would kill you." The donkey turns and says, "But I've been a loyal donkey all the times, from time immemorial. Why, have I ever done anything like this to you?" At this point, Hashem opens the eyes of Bilam. He sees the angel standing with the sword. Bilam prostrates himself on the ground. He's terrified. And the angel says, "Why do you hit the donkey three times when he was trying to stop? I was trying to stop him from continuing. If she hadn't veered, I would have had to kill you, not the donkey. So Bilam admits that he sinned, and he agrees he can go back. He'll go back if Hashem wants it. The angel says, "No, you can continue, but as long as he just listens to what Hashem has to say." Balak then hears that Bilam's on the way. He carries on his path. They meet at the border of Moab, and he says to him, "Why didn't you come first time around? I asked you to come." And Bilam explains, "Well, I can only do what Hashem wants me to do." And that's the end of the Aliyah. Okay, so a few basic points to consider in this Aliyah. Number one is, why is Hashem angry? After all, Hashem let Bilam go. So if Hashem let Bilam go, then he should not be angry for Bilam listening to him. So the Rashi explains that he was so eager he saddled his own donkey. What Rashi says is sinah makalkelis asashura, that hatred takes a person out of line. He has servants, he has people who could do it for him, but yet there he is saddling his own donkey early in the morning. And therefore, to a certain degree, he's so excited for this. It's not just that he's going, he's gung-ho about all of this. Also, he could see that Hashem didn't want him to go. He knew Hashem didn't want him to. He knew what the Ratzon Hashem was, the will of Hashem, and yet he still went on. That's what Rashi says over here. It's worthwhile noting on this point that there's many, many parallels between this episode and the Akedah, where there is Avram going up early in the morning, saddling his donkey, going with his two lads, and the apparition of an angel, the word of God being retracted by an angel, emphasized by an angel, a lot of fascinating episodes that are parallel to one another. And in fact, the Midrashim do emphasize that the Ahava of Avram, the love of God of Avram, which caused him to saddle his own donkey, is parallel and is the antidote to Bilam's hate, which caused him to saddle his donkey early in the morning. A lot of fascinating things to think about. The Vilna Gaon does point out the answer to this question, why Hashem is angry if you let Bilam go, is actually to be found in the very words itself. If you look at the command, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Kum leich itam," go with them. Now the word itam comes from the word es. Es means to say that not that they're the same entity, but they, you know, could be that two people are on the same train because they are getting to similar destinations, but not that they have any shared value, mission, or relationship. But when he does go, it says, "Vayelech im sarei Moab." He went with. Im is hatofel, which means to say that the person is now subsidiary, is belonging to the same mission. If you look at these very simple pronouns, Hashem only allowed him to go with him on the same train. You can go to Moab. You're not on the same plane, but plan. You don't have the same mission. But he does get up and he went with them with the same mission. And so therefore that really indicates that he's trying to break the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Vilna Gaon points out. Now, why was Hashem sending an angel? Rashi says a remarkable thing. This was an angel of mercy. Hashem was trying to help Bilam. So many times in life, we forget that when things are difficult, maybe Hashem's trying to tell us something. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to save us from ourselves. Bilam couldn't see that. This was an angel of mercy, not an angel of Kitrug. Now, why couldn't Bilam see the donkey? So Rashi points out that a human being who has a greater level of understanding than an animal would go mad, would go crazy seeing a metaphysical being, so Hashem was preventing him seeing this. However, on the bigger perspective, Rav Hirsch points out, look, it does look a little funny. He has the world's greatest sorcerer being hired by the nation to curse the nation of Israel, which seems to have this unbelievable force of power and spiritual power. And he can't even see an angel. His donkey can see it. He can't even see it. I mean, he wants to destroy a nation, and he can't even control his donkey. It's quite a remarkable and embarrassing experience that is happening to Bilam right now. Now, does Bilam regret his actions? So it seems on the face that he does. But Rashi points out that when he speaks to the angel, he actually says, "No, you know what?" He just says, "Look, I got the permission from God. He has my permission slip." Now you're telling me not to go? And he sort of questions it with the Akedah background. He says, well, you know, is this the way that Hashem operates? He says one thing and then he changes his mind. Hashem says to Avram, to Shecht Yitzchak, and then an angel intercedes. And Hashem said, I can go, I'm going. Now you're saying I shouldn't go? So what Bilam is kind of doing is he's saying, well, by the letter of the law, it seems like I was allowed to go. Yes, the spirit of the law, he certainly is not getting that. But how can you prosecute me on that? So that's where Bilam's caught. Another point is worthwhile noting in this vein. A friend once said, I remember once saying when I was in Yeshiva, a very fascinating point, is that, you know, imagine that your car was like giving you trouble, and you're driving along, and it's just more and more trouble. And you know, at a certain point, you get out and you give the tire a good zetz, you kick the tire, and then the car opens up its hood or its bonnet, depending which country you're from, and starts speaking and says, you know, why did you kick me? And without skipping a beat, you say, well, you know, I took you for an oil change every 3 months, and still, if your car starts speaking to you at that point in time, you faint, right? If your car starts speaking to you, you don't just carry on having a conversation. But Bilam is blinded. Bilam is a person who's so caught up in his own vendetta, in his own hate, as Rashi had said earlier, that he cannot see beyond himself. And then think about it from another perspective. You know, he says to the donkey, you know, if I had a sword, I'd kill you. Well, that's not going to help him. He'd kill his donkey. So he's going to be on foot all the way to Moab. It's not like you can catch a bus, right? So meaning to say, it's a self-destructive oblivion of blindness, which a person gets into when they live a world of hate. They can't see out of it, and they will do things which are destructive to their very own self. Now, what is the point of this whole episode as we close this aliyah? Why is the Torah telling this? Why does this happen to Bilam? The Ramban says, Hashem is showing in who's in charge. If Hashem wants a donkey to speak, he'll let a donkey speak. If Hashem doesn't want a human being to speak, he won't let a human being speak. If Hashem wants a human being not to see something, he won't see something which is right in front of him. That's the point, is to show who's in charge. I would suggest that there's perhaps another perspective in this aliyah, and that is that this really is a metaphor. Bilam is the donkey. Bilam is the person who sees where Hashem is blocking the way, and he keeps trying to get round. He keeps trying to veer off and see if he can get round and avoid the malach. And that's the tragedy. Three times he tries, like Bilam has three attempts to give a curse. He tries to curse. He tries to get around Hashem. And each time Hashem makes it narrower and narrower and narrower. And his inability, what essentially is, if you think about this, this is the exact metaphor for the range of human free will as it confronts the divine. And when Hashem doesn't want something to happen, the space of that free will is going to diminish and diminish to the point where it cannot continue if Hashem doesn't want it. This is the metaphor of the entire parasha. As hard as you may try, human being, when Hashem does have a plan, the plan is going to work out whether you like it or whether you don't. With this, we close the third aliyah. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.